This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 4 for Wednesday, August 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, although activity was choppy with the market trading within a wide range. Canola up 10 to over $18 at the close, November up $18.40 at $873.50 per ton. That contract had been up by as much as $30 at one point and also traded near unchanged. Ongoing concerns over hot and dry prairie weather cutting into the size of the Canadian crop remained supportive as industry participants lower their yield expectations. The U.S. soy complex, though, was mixed on the day, with soy oil a bit lower, which weighed on canola, but beans higher. The Canadian dollar held relatively steady, providing little direction. In the U.S., activity was mixed with gains in soybeans and losses in corn and wheat. Soybeans up 6 cents in the November contract at $13.25 per bushel. Chart-based positioning accounted for some of the activity amid ideas yesterday's losses were overdone. Shifting Midwestern weather forecasts kept some caution in the market. While recent hot and dry weather remained supportive, the longer-range outlooks now call for more moisture over the next few weeks, which should help developing crops. The corn market, it's also watching the Midwestern weather situation closely, with improving moisture prospects putting some pressure on values today. The September contract down 4 cents at $5.45 per bushel. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates next week, and yield estimates are all over the place as industry participants weigh the good prospects in the eastern Corn Belt against the drought in the west. Brazil's second corn crop harvest is about half complete. That's running slightly behind normal. Wheat futures are down across the board as that market continued to consolidate after rallying to start the week. Minneapolis posting the largest losses, down 16 cents in the September contract at $9.03 per bushel. Kansas City down 13 cents in September at $6.94 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 7 cents in September at $7.17 per bushel. Declining production estimates out of Russia were a bit supportive, with the state of the North American spring wheat crop also providing support. However, seasonal harvest pressure weighed on prices, with the U.S. winter wheat harvest nearing completion and the spring wheat harvest running ahead of normal. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.